May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In the Iron Man movies, Tony Stark's just a normal guy. But the moment Tony Stark took his place and was caught up in the Iron Man suit, Tony Stark becomes a totally different guy. He's no longer just a normal human. He's in the Iron Man suit. And in that Iron Man suit, he's capable of doing everything supernatural now that Iron Man can do. He sees like Iron Man. He sees from a new place. He thinks from a new place. He doesn't think about a difficult situation the way he would have as Tony Stark, because he sees now through a different lens of ability, supernatural ability. And so he feels different in Iron Man. Well, you're in Christ, literally in Christ. It's a spiritual reality, but it's literally true. You were plunged into his person the moment you became a Christian. That's true about you. That's your identity. That's your life. That's why Paul says in Philippians, for me to live is Christ. He's not saying, man, to me, to just be alive, Jesus, I just love Jesus so much. He's literally saying, to be fully alive, it's Christ. It's again that place in Colossians 3 that we've talked about a lot. For you've died, who you used to be, and your life now is hidden with Christ in God. Now in Christ is your life. So let your imagination spiritually run wild. You're in this person. It's like being in the Iron Man suit. You're no longer who you once were. You can now see different, feel different, think different, and act different because you're in Christ. And you're moving from him, seeing from him, thinking with his mind, and acting with his ability. It changes everything. That's why it says in this passage, there's a bunch here, but there's a few things. He says, for the love of Christ controls us, having concluded that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. From now on, we recognize no man according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet we now thus know him no longer that way. So there are several things he says, and he says, because I'm in Christ, I'm a new creation. He said, when you're in Christ, the love of Christ controls you. It changes the way you feel. You feel from the inside out, in union with him. He says, you no longer live for yourself, but for him. It changes the way you think and how you live. No longer self-centered, but for him. Then he says, and we recognize no man according to the flesh. It changes the way you see. You don't see anything the same anymore. Tony Stark doesn't see anything in the Iron Man suit the way he does outside the Iron Man suit. Have you ever seen the movie? He has like supernatural ability to see long distances, to see through things. When you're in Christ, you can do that. You don't just recognize people by outward stuff. You're able to see through all the nonsense, being controlled by the love of Christ. And then he says this amazing thing at the end of this chapter. He says, and he made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. You mean I can experience the righteousness of God because I'm in him? Yeah. Iron Man has a supernatural ability to do stuff Tony Stark can't do. Chuck is in Christ. And so in Christ, I can actually walk in righteousness. The righteousness of God. Now, can I choose to sin anytime I want to and act like I'm still the old man? Get out of the Iron Man suit? Or at least act like I'm not in the Iron Man suit. Wouldn't it be that thing I wrote today? Wouldn't it be sad if Tony Stark was permanently in the Iron Man suit, but sometimes felt and thought and acted and behaved as if he was just Tony Stark? All that ability, all that supernatural equipment, and yet living like he was just a mere human. That's why the scripture says you're to abide in Christ. The pursuit of our life and our walk with the Lord is to learn to live aware of, conscious of, intentionally, that I'm in Christ. So that I see everything, approach everything, do everything from that place. And if you do, the love of Christ controls you. You can find yourself living for him and not yourself. You find yourself seeing people totally different. There's in Christ, there's no racism. In Christ, there's no prejudice. In Christ, there's no bitterness. In Christ, there's no resentment. In Christ, there's no dislike because the person's personality doesn't fit your personality. In Christ, there's no holding on to grudges. You're in Christ. That's just not who he is. You've been plunged into his life, his story. And you can walk in, because you're in him, the righteousness of God. I don't have to dummy it down anymore. I don't have to say, well, I'm going to adjust my idea of what righteousness is. This is just the way I am, you know, and so it's not really sin. It's just who I am. Judge me, O God, according to your righteousness. And that's not a bad thing. God, your righteousness is my standard, because he says in Christ, I can become. I'm not talking about sinless perfection. I can become in any moment, walk in any moment, the righteousness of God, because I'm in Christ. He's my righteousness. Amen?